Well, good afternoon, and thank you for listening to 88.5 KDCR as the Dort College Defender women get ready to take on the Clark Crusaders here from the Boltman Center on the Northwestern College campus. My name is Dave Schenck, and I wanted to say sitting in for the vacationing Mike Biker, as Walter Williams does when he's sitting in for Rush Limbaugh, but Mike really not on vacation, just down south in sunny Orlando, Florida area doing the men's basketball broadcast. And again, not a vacation, as I know he's a serious family man and he's down there without his family, so it's certainly a work related item for Mike down there in Florida. Men's basketball team squeaked out a 73-72 win last night over Weber International. They had a chance at the buzzer to beat Dort College, but the three-point shot did not go. Cliff Warner hit a three-pointer with about 20 seconds left in the game to get the win for Dort College. Again, the Defender women getting ready to take on Clark University. It was known as Clark College up until 2010. Clark here for two games. They played Northwestern last night and fell in that game 63-42 as they get ready to take on Dort College here tonight. So let's take a look at the scouting report for Clark. First of all, they are located in Dubuque, Iowa, and a member of the Midwest Collegiate Conference. Crusaders are currently 3-9 overall. And haven't opened up conference play. I think they'll do that on Thursday as they play Viterbo in their conference opener. The Crusaders have wins over Graceland, Calumet, and San Diego Christian, and Clark has won two of its last four outings after starting the season at 1-7. Clark is averaging 60.5 points per game and allows 66.5 points per outing while getting out-rebounded 37-34. The Crusaders limit teams to 41.5% shooting from the floor and are making 41.6% of their field goal attempts. Clark has struggled with turnovers with over 20 per game on average while forcing 17.4. Jenna Cotis and Anna Hahn lead the team with 12 and 12.1 points per game respectively on average. Hahn takes down a team-high 8 rebounds per game and is converting 56.8% of her field goals and 86.5% of her free throws, and she has taken 37, making 32 of those. Braylon Prohaska is scoring 9.4 points per game and dishes out just over 3.4 assists per game, while Amanda Hamilton leads the team in assists with 4.1 to go along with 8.9 points per game. Now we'll take a look at Dort College. Dort College comes into this contest with an 8-8 overall record, 4-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And I had an opportunity to talk with Coach Steemstra just briefly before leaving Sioux Center, and he felt that three of their last four contests were the best basketball they've played this year. Wasn't real happy with his outing against Martin Luther, but felt that their games against Nebraska Wesleyan, Morningside, and Briar Cliff was some of the best basketball they've played this year. Dort has won two games in a row twice this season. It started the season with three losses. Defenders have lost five games by 8 points or less and have outscored teams 68.6 to 58.1, so almost a 10-point margin of victory for the Defender women. They also boast a 39-36 rebounding edge, and they have made 40.4% of their field goal attempts while limiting opponents to 36.7. Dort commits slightly less than 20 turnovers per game while forcing teams into 22 per contest. Kara Van Dyke is the leading scorer for the Dort College Defender women with 13.2 points per game to go along with 7.7 rebounds, and she's making 50% of her field goals and 46% of her three-point attempts. Kayla Brookheis has her scoring average at 11.2 points per game with 3.8 rebounds per outing. And Brianna Spronk is scoring 11 points per game with 5.6 rebounds, and she's good for 2.3 assists per outing. Elise Marish is averaging just under double figures per game with 9.6 average, and she is taking down 5.6 rebounds. Jasmine Skelhaus is averaging 6.9 points per game and ranks second on the team and has made 3-point baskets, made 22 to Brooke Heise's 26. Again, had a chance to talk with Coach Steensma. He felt like he was able to come over here last night and actually be able to scout, in essence, their opponent for today and a conference opponent in Northwestern. And he felt like Clark was a very scrappy and talented team that shoots the ball pretty well and a very aggressive team in going to the basket. Thought that one of the advantages that they would have is a little bit of a size advantage, with Hahn being one of the few big players on the Clark team. And yesterday she got in foul trouble pretty early and was not a huge factor in that game. Jenna Cotis will be someone for Dort College to watch, as she is a very solid three-point shooter for the Crusaders. Be looking for a 2-3 zone from Clark as they played that for the entire 40 minutes of the game yesterday, I think primarily trying to slow down Northwestern, who likes to get out and run the basketball, but were unable to slow down the Red Raiders, who beat Clark by 21, 63-42. And Northwestern had them at halftime, 36-21. So that's kind of what Steensma had to say about Clark. And then just another note, Emily Newman for Dort College will be unavailable for action today. Her and her mother were on their way back to Dort College and rolled their van, totaling the vehicle. Emily is back on campus. Just has a slight concussion, but quite sore. She will not be dressing for today's game. And Coach Steensma feels like they'll certainly miss her on the defensive end. Tall enough and quick enough to guard very, very good players. So that's the way things shape up here. And again, Clark, a member of the Midwest Collegiate Conference, and wondering how this game came about. A couple of years ago, they looked to schedule a classic. And apparently things did not get solidified all that well. And so Iowa Wesleyan, who was also scheduled to play in this, it was not on the schedule, did not have this on their schedule. And so basically it just turned into a game for two games for Clark and one for both Northwestern and Dort. Iowa Wesleyan, a school that's going to move to D3. And now we will pause for the playing of the national anthem.
Now that the national anthem has been played, we will take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Clark University Crusaders under head coach Don Adams, assistant Casey Breitbach. First of all, Braylan Prohaska. She's a freshman guard at 5'7 from Fenimore, Wisconsin, and she'll wear jersey number 3. A sophomore guard, 5'4 from Janesville, Wisconsin, number 11, Amanda Hamilton. And a junior guard at 5'11 from Tinley Park, Illinois, number 12, Jenna Cotis. A sophomore guard at 5'8 from Orfordville, Wisconsin, number 30, Stephanie Austin. And a forward, a 6'1 sophomore from New Berlin, Wisconsin, number 42, Anna Hahn. And now we'll take a look at the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders. And Dort College will be in their road uniforms, black uniforms trimmed with, I'm going to say, Pantone 1245 and white. Starting at guard, a 5'5 junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, number 5, Kayla Brookheis. Starting at guard, a 5'7 freshman from Pella, Iowa, number 11, Jasmine Skelhaus. Starting at forward, a junior from Edgerton, Minnesota, number 31, Kara Van Dyke, and she is 6'2", and the leading scorer for the Dort College Defender women. Starting at forward, at 5'11", a senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, wearing number 35, Brianna Sprunk. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Dort College Defenders, a 5'11 forward, a junior from Beresford, South Dakota, number 41, Elise Marish. And the Clark Crusaders wearing their home uniforms, white jerseys trimmed with yellow and blue. This is the first meeting between these two teams. And we'll see how this goes. One of the factors would certainly be the depth I would think, of Clark University after having played last night against Northwestern. And got a note here from Dort College President Eric Hoekstra asking if I need a colored guy. He'd be willing to help, and then he just smiled and walked away. So he's not wearing the other headset, so apparently that maybe wasn't the most serious suggestion, but would have been interesting to have the college president doing the color. We get ready to jump center here in the Altman Center. Dort College will be moving from left to right, or west to east to start things off here. Brianna Spronk with the ball, right side. She goes up top to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookhuis, left side, now into Marsh. Marsh kicks it out to Skelhaus. She looks to drive, puts out to Spronk. Spronk drives, pulls up, and shot. Her pull-up gets knocked out of bounds. It'll still be Dort College basketball. 14 seconds left on the shot clock for the defenders. 0-0 our score here in the very early going. Dort College taking on Clark University. Spronk with the ball left side, now to Skelhaus. Skelhaus one dribble out to Spronk. Spronk to Brookhuis. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Van Dyke shoots about a 17-footer, knocks it down. 2-0 as Kara Van Dyke gives Dort College the early lead. 2-0 our score. Dort College with some pressure. Ball comes left side now to Hahn. She dribbles, pets it up to Kotis. Kotis now to Hamilton. Hamilton with the ball at the top, defended by Skelhaus. Dort College man-to-man defense. With it up top now, Hahn. Hahn left side. Ball goes over to Prohaska. Prohaska up top. Shot off the hand of Amanda Hamilton. Rims out and rebounded by Kayla Brookhuis. She quickly drives it up the court. Puts it out to Skelhaus. Skelhaus now to Van Dyke. Left side. Inside to Marish. One dribble. Up off the glass goes Marish. Gets her own rebound and tries to put it out to Spronk, and she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to be called on Prohaska. That's her first. And if you can hear the public address, they're saying Prochaska. Coach said it's Prohaska as Dort turns over the basketball. With it now driving Prohaska. She goes left side, pulls up, throws it outside to Kotis. Her three-pointer short, rims out. Spronk with the rebound. Spronk to Skelhaus. Skelhaus quickly over the timeline to Spronk. Spronk baseline jumper goes long. Rebound picked up by Austin. Austin to Prohaska. Prohaska plays right side to Kotis. Kotis now up top to Austin. Austin outside the three-point line. Comes back to her left side. Passes right to Prohaska. She drives into the paint. Nice pass and a left-handed scoop shot by Anna Hahn. 2-2 now our score. A little over 18 minutes remaining in the first period. Dort College 2, Clark University 2. Spronk with the ball. Bounce passes inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke's turnaround shot short, but she picks up her own rebound, and now a jump ball is called, and with the alternate possession, it'll be Clark University basketball. Dort College with some full court pressure with the basketball. Kotis. Kotis passes to Prohaska. Quickly up the floor goes Hamilton. Hamilton up off the glass and in. So Amanda Hamilton with the two-point basket makes it a 4-2 score in favor of the Crusaders. Skelhaus now with the basketball left side. She shoots the three-pointer, misses. Rebound, offensive rebound grabbed by Van Dyke. Bounce pass back into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the pass fake goes into the lane. Thought she traveled with it. No call. Her shot misses. And the rebound picked up by Clark. Prohaska with the basketball. Prohaska defended by Brookhuis. Pass goes right side to Hamilton. Up top to Hahn. Hahn tries to lob it inside. Ball stolen away by Kara Van Dyke for Dort College. Spronk now quickly into the front court. Passes up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side to Brookhuis. She'll launch the three. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Brookhuis. So Brookhuis puts Dort back out in front, 5-4 our score. Quickly up the floor goes Prohaska. She short arms it. Well defended there by Kara Van Dyke, who ran the floor well to stay with her. Pass now outside to Skelhaus. She'll launch a three. That one's short. Rebounded by Hahn. So Anna Hahn with the rebound. 5-4 our score. Prohaska with the basketball. She'll pass left side. Driving into the paint goes Kotis. Kotis will pull up from the free throw line. Looked like that might have been partially blocked by Van Dyke. Ball goes out of bounds. And it'll be Dort College basketball as Jamie Cook checks in for Elise Marish. And Danelle Boone checks in for Caleb Brookhuis.
So Skelhoff, Van Dyke, Sprunk, Boone, and Cook on the floor for the Dort College defenders. Boone with the basketball, right side outside the three-point line. Passes down to the baseline to Cook. Cook up top to Skelhoff. Skelhoff now right side to Boone. Boone back to Skelhoff. Now Sprunk with it left side. She'll take one dribble, pass out to Van Dyke. Now to Skelhoff. All this operating about 25 feet away from the basket. Boone drains the three. So Boone with the long three makes it an 8-4 basketball game. As into the front court go the Crusaders. Left side in Amanda Hamilton. She'll dribble up top. Pass right side to Kotis. Kotis to the baseline to Prohaska. Back up top to Kotis. Kotis to Hamilton. Hamilton back to Kotis. 25 feet away. 5 seconds left on the shot clock. And Kotis' pass attempt stolen away by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke will give it up to Skelhoff. Skelhoff back to Van Dyke. She tries to hit Sprunk with a pass. Goes off Sprunk's hand and out of bounds. Jessica Jelsma now checking in for Skelhoff. And Bailey Halverson in for the Crusaders as Stephanie Austin checks out. Dort College again with full court pressure. Dort leading 8-4. 15 minutes in change remaining first half. Prohaska with the basketball, and she gets called for a double dribble. So kind of an unforced error there for Prohaska. Nobody defending her, and she just hesitates and ends up double dribbling. Jessica Gelsman out with the basketball. She'll pass right side to Boone. Boone looks in, passes instead to Cook, outside three-point line right side. Goes up top now to Gelsma. Gelsma to Sprunk. Now right side to Boone. Boone to Gelsma. Thinks about a three. Instead, she'll dribble it. Out to Sprunk. Sprunk passes inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a nice pass, shot fake. Turns, goes to the hoop. Her shot short. Offensive rebound by Cook. She can't get it to go. Clark now with the basketball in the offensive half. Long pass left side to Prohaska. Prohaska back up top to Hamilton. Hamilton on the dribble, defended by Sprunk. Three gets launched by Prohaska. Long rebound goes off the tips of the fingers of a Clark player out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Michael Hulse checking in for Dort College as Kara Van Dyke takes a rest. 8-4 our score, 14 minutes, 18 seconds to go. First half, Dort College on top. They play Clark University here in the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College. Pass inside from Gelsman to Hall. She tries to hand it off to Cook, who is cutting to the lane, and Cook can't get a handle on it and stolen away. Quickly up the other end go the Crusaders, but Amanda Hamilton can't get a layup to go. Quickly, Dort gets in the offensive end. Cook with the basketball out to Gelsma. Gelsma's pass attempt to Cook gets deflected out of bounds by Bailey Halverson. It'll be Dort College basketball. 13:51 to play first half. Dort College 8, Clark 4. Jessica Gelsma now with the basketball for Dort College. Passes to Boone. Boone left side to Sprunk. Sprunk to Cook. Baseline pass to Hulse. Up off the glass. No good. And ball rebounded by Amanda Hamilton. Clark University will call a timeout. Coach Don Adams in his third year for the Crusaders calls the 30-second timeout. Coach Adams, 5 years at Beloit before that. After this game, we'll take a look at the schedule for the two teams following this. Kind of a nice test going into some more conference play. Crusaders will play Viterbo in La Crosse on January 3. That's Thursday of next week. Dort will return to GPAC play with games against Hastings on Wednesday. That'll be an away game before playing host to Concordia on Saturday, and that will be, of course, in Sioux Center, scheduled to start at 2 o'clock p.m. It'll be Clark basketball, 94 feet in front of them. Prohaska now with the basketball. 8-4 our score, 13:35 to play first half. Prohaska being defended by Boone. Prohaska picks up her dribble on the top of the three-point line, passed inside into a cutting Bailey Halverson. Halverson can't get a handle on the ball, goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kind of shudder to say this, but
few fouls so far in the first 7 minutes of play or so. Only one foul called on Clark. Jalsman out with the basketball. She'll pass right side to Hulse. Hulse passes to a cutting Jamie Cook at the right elbow. Cook goes back out to Boone. Boone to the baseline to Jalsma. Jalsma with a bounce pass inside to Micah Hall. She turns and gets fouled. That'll shoot Micah, send Micah Holst to the free throw line to shoot two. First one for Holst, no good. Micah Holst, a 30% free throw shooter on the year, 6 of 20. And that foul was on Bailey Halverson. Her first, team second, as Holst gets the second free throw attempt to go. 9-4, our score. Again, full court pressure from Dort College. Under 13 minutes to play, first half. Clark able to break the press, but then they throw it right into the hands of Jamie Cook. And now Dort with the basketball. Jasmine Skelhaus right side to Brookhuis, who checked back in. Brookhuis to Cook at the free throw line. Cook out to Bone right side, outside the three-point line. Out up top, now to Skelhaus. To Brookhuis. Brookhuis bounce pass into Cook. One dribble, two. She throws it out to Boone. Boone's three-pointer just rims out. Rebound grabbed by the Crusaders. Amanda Hamilton, and now a three-pointer launched from the left side by Savannah Shepler. Rebound grabbed by Danelle Boone. And now gives it to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor quickly. Passes to Brookhuis. Brookhuis ducks under a player. Gets a shot off, but does not get any iron. And now we'll have a tie-up, and it will be Dort College basketball on the alternate possession. Dort will inbound underneath their offensive basket, right side, as we face the hoop. Pass in to Elise Marsh. Marsh inside to Cook. Cook fakes to her left, goes to her, to her right, goes to her left, and gets fouled. So Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Cook, an 82.1% free throw shooter. First one up, no good. Prior to that attempt, 23 of 28, now 23 of 29 for Cook. Second one up and finds its way home. So one of two for Jamie Cook, makes it a 10-4 game, 12 minutes, 2 seconds to play. Dort College again with the full court pressure. And Amanda Hamilton with a bounce pass and goes to Bowles. Bowles fouled on a layup attempt. That foul is going to be called on Elise Marsh. Marsh is first in Dort College with their first foul of the game. That'll send Bowles to the free throw line. She's a 68.8% free throw shooter. First one rims out. That's her 17th free throw attempt of the year. Bowles puts the second free throw up, and that one's good. 10-5 now our score. Dort College doubling up Clark. 10-5, 11:48 remaining in the first half. Brookhuis with the basketball. She passes left side. Now comes out to Skelhaus. She'll launch the three. Comes short. Rebounded and quickly pushed up the floor by Clark. They get up a layup, but just a little bit too much mustard on that for Amanda Hamilton. Pass comes up top. Shot short and rebounded again, and a running putback by Amanda Hamilton gives her 4 points on the game, makes it a 10-7 game. Quickly down the other end is Danelle Boone now with 5 points as she quickly got up the court, and now a 12-7 is our score. Amanda Hamilton passes to Bowles. Bowles guarded well there by Elise Marsh. Marsh all over her. Finally able to get rid of the basketball. Goes up top to Savannah Shepler. 7 seconds left on the shot clock for the Crusaders. Pass comes left side. On the drive goes Hamilton. Hamilton loses control of it. Couple players down on the floor. And we're going to have a shot clock violation on Clark. So good defense there by Dort College as Prohaska checks in for Amanda Hamilton. foul earlier that I didn't say who that was on Bowles. So now three fouls on Clark, just one on the defenders. Kayla Brookhuis passes inside to Marsh. She'll step out, finds Van Dyke inside. Her shot from right inside the paint, short, rebound pulled down by Savannah Scheffler. Prohaska now with the basketball, defended by Skelhaus. She'll drive right side, push it out to Bowles. Bowles drive into the paint, and we'll have a kick ball on Dort College. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be Clark University basketball, left side of the basket as we face the hoop. A couple cutters in a stack on the left elbow. Pass comes inside to Scheffler. She'll drive, pushes it out to Bowles, who shoots the three, misses, but gets her own rebound. Puts it outside to Scheffler. Scheffler left side to Prohaska. Pass inside by Bowles to Hahn, and Hahn loses control but goes out of bounds off a Dort College player. It'll be Clark basketball again, left side of the basket. Three players stacked on the left elbow. One comes around the outside of that stack. Bowles still looking. Finally passes it in as the Clark bench calling for a timeout. They don't get one, but still Clark's ball. Prohaska chases it down. 10 seconds left on the shot clock for Clark. Prohaska still with the ball. Passes right side to Bowles. Bowles drives, shoots from the right elbow, drains it. So Bowles with the basket. 12-9 now, our score. Marish inside the right. She can't get a shot up. She pushes it outside to Brookhuis. Her three looked like she got hit on the play as she missed completely left side. Rebound taken away by Clark. They're quickly into the front court. Pass left side. Three-pointer on the way. A little too long. Rebound grabbed by Kara Van Dyke for Dort College. Skelhaus. Long pass ahead to Boone. Boone. She shoots the three. Boone again. Bottom of the well. So Boone now with 8 points to lead all scorers. And that makes it 15-9. We'll take a one-minute break here as we have a full timeout called by the Clark University Crusaders, with just under 9 minutes to play here in the Boltman Center. Well, never mind. We will not take a break then. 8 minutes, 59 seconds to play. Dort College 15, Clark University 9. Again, as we said earlier, it'll be interesting to see how Clark can handle the pace of play. They like to sit in that 2-3 zone to slow things down on that end, but whenever they miss, Dort quickly trying to push the issue, get up the floor quickly, and also Dort with some full court man-to-man defense to try and wear down the Crusaders who played Northwestern last night. Yesterday, Braylon Prohaska led the Crusaders with 13 points. She also had 5 turnovers. Jenna Kotis led the team with 5 rebounds, and 3 of those came on the offensive end. She also had 9 points. Right now, we look at the stats. 4 of 15 is Clark from the floor at 26.7%. Dort not doing any better. 5 of 20 for 25%. Both teams 50% from the free throw line. And Dort 3 of 8 from 3-pointers with Clark 0 for 4. Clark now with the basketball. Bowles with it. She drives to the free throw line. Kicks it outside to Kotis. Kotis up top to Prohaska. Prohaska goes left side to Scheffler. Scheffler to Prohaska. Now to the free throw line to Tobert. Tobert's pass to Kotis. Kotis is shot long and deflected out of bounds. It'll be Clark basketball with a fresh 30 seconds on the shot clock. Prohaska up top to Scheffler. Scheffler drives, kicks it out. Shot on the way from Kotis. Kotis gets the three-point basket to go. So Jenna Kotis makes it 15-12. 15-12, our score with the basketball. Marsh. Marsh finds a cutting Spronk left side. Spronk pulls up, shoots the baseline. Jay long, and it's rebounded by Jenna Kotis. Prohaska now with the basketball, 30 feet away from her basket. She'll pass right side to Scheffler. Scheffler back to Prohaska. Prohaska to Bowles. Bowles inside to Hopman. Hopman's shot, to Tobert, and her shot goes off the front iron and out of bounds, but deflected by Dort College. be Clark basketball. Brianne Bowles looking to play inside. Goes to Shepler. Shepler being guarded by Brookhuis. Brookhuis with that good defense. Moves her feet really well. Bowles now with the basketball. Bounce pass up top to Tobert. Tobert right side to Prohaska. Prohaska guarded by Skelhaus. Skip pass right side. Left side to Shepler. Shepler will cut in. Puts up a running right-hand shot that's too long. Rebounded by Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus quickly pushes the issue. Out to Brookhuis. Brookhuis into Marsh. Marsh outside. Now with it, Spronk. Spronk finds Kara Van Dyke cutting in left side. Van Dyke looks to go up, and she's fouled. Foul's going to be called on Riley Tobert. For Tobert, that's her first, and that's four on Clark. That'll send Kara Van Dyke to the free throw line to shoot two. Van Dyke, a 72.9% free throw shooter on the year. This is her first two free throws of the contest. First one on the way for Van Dyke is off the heel, no good. Jamie Cook will check in for Elise Marsh on the floor for Dort College. Spronk, Cook, Skelhaus, Brookhuis, and Van Dyke. Van Dyke's second free throw rattles in. 16-12 our score. Van Dyke now unofficially with 3 points. And Dort steals the ball. That was a steal by Spronk. She finds Kayla Brookhuis. Brookhuis with the easy layup. Brookhuis now with five. Pass outside. Shot, three-pointer from Jenna Kotis. Goes in. Kotis now with two three-pointers. Makes it 18-15. 18-15 now our score. As Dort misses on the offensive end. So the three-pointer is what's keeping Clark University in the basketball game, and that was something that I should say Coach Deemsma was well aware of, a team that likes to shoot the three and generally does it fairly successfully. With the ball now left side, Jenna Kotis. Kotis will drive in right side, up off the glass, short, rebound pulled down by Kayla Brookhuis, and she'll go all by herself. Quickly into the offensive end goes Brookhuis. She looks to drive in, and a foul is going to be called on Brianna Bowles. For Bowles, her second of the game, and the fifth team foul on Clark. Well, they're going to say that's on the floor as Jelsma and Boone check in for Dort College. And Amanda Hamilton and Anna Hahn, in for Clark. Called on the floor, kind of a rather odd call if you ask me. Certainly looked like Brookhuis was going to the basket and was in a motion to bring the ball up, but Dort now with the ball. Spronk with a baseline shot misses, rebounded by Van Dyke. Her shot misses, rebound pulled down by Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton into the offensive end. Hamilton pestered from behind by Van Dyke. Ball goes on the floor, and quickly onto the floor is Jelsma. Jelsma will tie up the basketball, and it'll be Clark ball on the alternate possession. They'll inbound far side of the basketball court, the north end, here in the Boltman Center with the basketball. Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton passes to Shepler. Shepler to Kotis up top. She's defended by Van Dyke. Now Prohaska with the basketball. Shot fake from Hamilton. Pass right side to Kotis. Look, that went off Kotis' leg. Instead, they're going to call a foul on Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma with her first, team second, on the Dort defenders. 5 minutes, 38 seconds to play. Dort College 18, Clark 15. 18-15 our score. With the ball, Hahn right side. She passes inside to Kotis. Her drive misses. Rebound picked up by Boone for Dort. Given to Jelsma. Jelsma out of Spronk. Spronk to Van Dyke. Van Dyke finds Jamie Cook inside. Cook loses it. Ball on the floor. And a held ball called again. So Cook and Hahn tie the basketball up. This one will go to the Dort College defenders. Defenders with a four-player stack on the right elbow. Van Dyke looks to inbound. Has cutters in multiple places. Instead finds Cook waiting outside the three-point line left side. Cook drives in, goes up off the glass, and gets the basket to go. So Cook with her third point of the game. Score now 20-15. Just over 5 minutes to play. here in the first half. Dort College 20, Clark 15. Prohaska now with the basketball, right side. She's defended by Danelle Boone. Pass comes up top. Kotis. Outside to Scheffler. Scheffler finds a cutter. She loses the basketball. Ball gets tipped out of bounds by Dort College. It'll be Clark basketball, but they only have 3 seconds left on the shot clock as Brookhuis, Skelhaus, and Marish all check in for Dort College. Skelhaus will defend the inbound. Looking inbound the basketball is Hamilton. She finds Kotis. Kotis, shot fake, drives, shoots, misses, comes off the heel, and Skelhaus quickly chases the ball down, but it goes off her hand out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. 4 minutes, 42 seconds to play first half. Dort College 20, Clark University 15. In the first ever showdown between these two teams. Van Dyke drives, pushes it outside. Now comes to Skelhaus up top. She'll find Boone left side. Bang! So Boone with the three-point shot. She's now got three threes. Boone now with 11 points, 23-15. I won't even try to pull off the Mike Biker bang, bang, bang. Can't do it. Wouldn't be right. And definitely wouldn't sound right. Shot misses from Stephanie Austin, right side, rebounded by Dort College. They get up the floor rather rapidly. Van Dyke now at the basketball. She fakes left side, dribbles right, passes outside to Brookhuis. Brookhuis to Boone. Boone to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookhuis, inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke working right side, turns, finds a wide open Skelhaus who will shoot the three. Skelhaus, bottom of the well. So Skelhaus with her first basket of the night makes it 26-15. 26-15 our score, 3 minutes 38 seconds to play here in the first half. Clark University now with the basketball. With it left side is Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton on the dribble being guarded by Kayla Brookhuis. Hamilton passes right side to Kotis. Kotis looks, finds up top to Stephanie Austin. Austin on the dribble. She gets past Skelhaus, gets into the lane, and I believe we're going to have a foul caught on Jasmine Skelhaus. So Jasmine Skelhaus with her first personal foul of the game, just the third on the Dort defenders. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Stephanie Austin. Austin, a 67.4% free throw shooter on the year, her first shot off the front iron. Checking in now for Dort College, Robin Blunt and Elise Marsh. Stephanie Austin's second free throw attempt forthcoming. Second one, nothing but net for Austin, and that's her first point of the basketball game. Makes it a 26-16 ball game. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the first half. Boone with the basketball. She'll pass to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Blunt. Bounce pass inside to Marsh, and her shot from just about 2 feet past the left elbow, good. So Marsh with her first points of the afternoon, 28-16 now our score. Prohaska with the basketball for the Crusaders. Pass up top to Anna Hahn. A cutting Prohaska gets the basketball back to her on the baseline. She finds a cutting Amanda Hamilton. Amanda Hamilton looks to go up, and she's fouled on the play. That foul is going to be called on Brianna Sprunk, her first foul of the contest, fourth on the Dort College defenders, sending Hamilton to the free throw line to shoot two. Hamilton's first free throw goes off the front iron, finds the backboard, but does find its way into the net. 28-17 now our score. Amanda Hamilton, a 69.2% free throw shooter on the year. She's taken 26 free throws. Second one, also good for Hamilton. So Hamilton now with 6 points, two field goals, and two made free throws. 28-18 our score. With it, Blunt. Blunt to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Boone. She fakes the shot, takes the drive, shoots about the 17-footer on the baseline, misses, rebounds it, and she goes up and gets hammered by Riley Taubert. Taubert with her second personal foul of the contest, the sixth on the Crusaders, and that will send Danelle to the free throw line. Danelle already with 11 points in the contest. Her first free throw is good. Danelle, a 72.7% free throw shooter on the year. She's shot 12 free throws now, so up to 75%, 9 of 12. Second one also good for Danelle. And now she has 13 points, makes it a 30-18 basketball game. Just over 2 minutes to play as Prohaska chases down the ball. Passes to the left baseline to Hamilton. Her shot rattles out. That was a three-pointer from Hamilton, rebounded by Dortz Kara Van Dyke. Skelhaus's pass to Blunt is lost by Blunt off her hand. Ball gets loose. Three Clark players on the floor and Elise Marsh as well for the tie-up. And on the alternate possession, it'll be Clark University basketball. Bowles with it. She's defended again. Dort College still with the full court pressure. Skelhaus defending Bowles. As Bowles gets over the timeline, passes right side. Prohaska hopped into a three-point attempt and gets whistled for traveling. Jamie Cook and Kayla Brookhuis check in. Elise Marsh and Brianna Sprunk check out. Kara Van Dyke also in for the defenders. On the floor, Van Dyke, Skelhaus, Boone, Cook, and Brookhuis for Dort College. Skelhaus up top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets the basketball back from Brookhuis. Now Skelhaus, she'll launch a three from up top. Gets it to Gill. So Skelhaus, with her second three-pointer of the game, makes it 33-18. A minute 18 to play first half. Dort College now with a 15-point lead on Clark. And I believe that would match the halftime lead that the Red Raiders enjoyed over Clark yesterday. I believe it was 36-21 at halftime. Pass inside to Hahn. Hahn drives, gets it to go, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be called on Kara Van Dyke for Dort College, her first, team fifth on Dort College. So Hahn looking for the old-fashioned three-pointer, and she gets it. Hahn, a very, very impressive free throw shooter, 86.5% coming into today's contest. Under a minute to play now. Dort College leading by a dozen, 33-12. Brookhuis will get tied up by Brianna Bowles, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke will look to inbounds in front of the Clark bench. Van Dyke inbounds to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with the basketball. Up top to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Boone. Boone. And now Skelhaus with the long three. Comes off right side but rebounded by Jamie Cook. Her shot hits the underside of the iron and pulled away and taken by the Crusaders, Breanne Bowles. Bowles right side to Halverson. Back to Bowles. Bowles finds a cutting Prohaska. Prohaska with the right-hand layup. Prohaska with the layup. The assist to Brianna Bowles. 33-23 our score. Dort College will look to get the last shot. Cook turns it over. Quickly goes Bowles. Bowles finds Prohaska. Long pass. Prohaska shot at the buzzer. Can't get it. No foul on the play. And at the end of 20 minutes of action, it's Dort College 33, Clark University 23. So Dort led by as many as 15. With a three-point basket, making it 33-18. And Clark able to get the last 4 points of the half to make the halftime score 33-23. We'll take about a two-minute break, and then we'll be back to take a look at the first half statistics. Again, at the half, Dort College 33, Clark University 23, here in women's basketball being played in the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College. Statistics from the first half of play as Dort College leads by 10 here at halftime, 33-23 against Clark University. First, we'll take a look at the team stats. And the team stats look like this. First of all, we'll take a look at Clark University. Clark, 8 of 29 in the first half from the floor for 27.6%. 8 of 29. From the three-point line, 2 of 7 are the Crusaders for 28.6%. And they are 71.4% from the free throw line with 5 of 7. For Dort College shooting 33% from the floor on 11 of 33. And a pretty solid 6 of 13 from behind the arc at 46.2%. And the defenders have made 5 of 8 free throws for 62.5%. Dort clinging to a narrow 18-16 edge in rebounding here in the first half. Clark with 6 personal fouls, Dort College with 5. Dort College pretty stingy with the turnovers. Dort's only coughed the ball up 5 times, and they forced Clark into 8 first-half turnovers. Dort with 9 assists on their 11 made field goals. And for Clark, 6 assists on their 8 made baskets. So that's how the team statistics look. Now we'll take a look at the individual stats. First of all, again for Clark, Prohaska with 2, Amanda Hamilton with 4, and Prohaska 1 of 4 shooting, Amanda Hamilton 1 of 5, Jenna Cotis 2 of 8 for 6 points, Stephanie Austin 0 for 2, she's got 1 point on 1 made free throw, Anna Hahn 3 of 4, she's got 7 points, as she was also 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Bowles with 2, Riley Taubert with 2, and Bailey Halverson with 1, Savannah Scheffler with 1 for their total. I am reading the wrong category, so let's try and start that over. Prohaska with 2, Hamilton with 4, Cotis with 6, Austin with 1, Hahn with 7, Bowles with 3 for their total of 23. In the rebounding department, 3 players with 4 rebounds for the Crusaders. Hamilton with 4, Austin with 4, and Bowles with 4. Again, they've got 16 rebounds in the game. For Dort College, they're led in scoring by Danelle Boone, who has 13 points on 4 of 6 from the floor with 3 of 4 from 3-point range and also 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Jasmine Skelhaus has 6 points on 2 of 6 from the floor, with all of her shots coming from downtown. Kayla Brookheis has 5 for the Dort College defenders on 2 of 5 with 1 made 3-pointer. Kara Van Dyke has 3. Jamie Cook has 3. Elise Marsh has 2. And Micah Hulst with 1 for Dort College's total of 33. Kara Van Dyke leads all players in the contest with 5 rebounds, 2 of those on the offensive end for Van Dyke. Boone also with 3 rebounds, as does Brookheis. Spronk and Marsh and Jamie Cook all with 2. Dort College out rebounding Clark 18 to 16. So again, at halftime, Dort College 33, Clark University 23. And Dort College led by as many as 15. Clark was able to make the last 4 points of the half, the last 2 made baskets, to cut it to 10 and maybe have a little bit of momentum going into the halftime break. So other basketball, Dort from the Dort College campus, well, not from the campus, but Dort College will play Warner Southern this evening in Babson Park, Florida. That game will start at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock for the folks down in Florida in the Eastern time zone. Again, Dort College able to get a victory 73-72 last night over Weber International, with Cliff Warner, as he has often done in his career at Dort College, making a big three in the later stages of the contest, I believe about 20 seconds to go, to give Dort College the lead. And it's kind of a game that went back and forth, with each team having pretty good leads at various points in the game. Both the Dort College men and the Dort College women will resume GPAC play next week Wednesday when they travel to Hastings to take on the Broncos. And then on Saturday, Dort College will play host to Concordia, with those games scheduled to start at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. So we'll take another two-minute break, and we'll be back here in about 7 minutes left on the halftime clock. Dort College at halftime leading 33-23 over the Clark University Crusaders. Take advantage of this halftime to read a few of our sponsorships for 2012-2013 Dort College Athletics. Again, we sit here at halftime with the Dort College women leading by 10, 33-23 against the Clark University Crusaders. This broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support the Dort Defenders, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull, member FDIC in the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Docker and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue, next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, or online at HiltRealEstate.com. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. 3 minutes left on the halftime clock here as Dort College taking on Clark University. A little bit about Clark. Clark, for those of you not familiar, since this is Dort's first outing in history against this school, Clark sits in Dubuque, Iowa, have an enrollment of just under 1,200 students. Historically, Clark is a Catholic coeducational liberal arts institution founded in 1843 by Mary Frances Clark, founders of the Sisters of Charity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's the only Blessed Virgin Mary University in the United States. And Clark, like Dort College, members of the NAIA, and Clark plays in the Midwest Collegiate Conference. Iowa Wesleyan, who was originally scheduled also to play in this classic, looking to move to D3, were also a part of that conference in past years. Now that Midwest Collegiate Conference consists of AIB, Grandview, Mount Mercy, St. Ambrose, Viterbo, William Penn, and, of course, Clark. So Clark University came into this game with a 3-9 record. A couple of those, or at least one of those wins, came actually in California as the Crusaders traveled there to play California State University San Marcos, lost just by 3, and then beat San Diego Christian on December 19, 70-64. Clark losing yesterday 63-42. To the Northwestern Red Raiders. We'll take one final one-minute break, and we'll be back to resume second-half action here in the Boltman Center. Dort College 33, Clark University 23. It'll be Clark ball on the right side of the baseline as we face the basket, looking to inbound the ball. Amanda Hamilton out for the second half for Dort College. Van Dyke, Spronk, Skelhaus, Marish, and Brookheis. original five starters also in for Clark University. Clark with the basketball, 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Driving to the basket goes Prohaska. She has her shot blocked by Marsh. Ball kicked back out as it was rebounded by Clark, and then traveling was Amanda Hamilton. The Dort College basketball, Dort with a 10-point lead. Skelhaus with the basketball. Jasmine will call it out. Passes right side to Brookhise. Brookhise to Marish on the baseline. She tries to find Sprong posting up inside. Ball gets deflected out of bounds. It'll still be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke will look to inbound right side of the baseline. Dort College in the second half, moving from right to left. Pass from Marish inside to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basket and an assist by Elise Marsh. 35-23 now our score. Prohaska passes to Kotis. Kotis drives in, right-hander, a little too strong, comes off, but deflected out of bounds by Dort College. And it'll be Crusader basketball. Amanda Hamilton, left side of the baseline. Amanda Hamilton still looking in, finds Prohaska. Prohaska starts a drive, kicks it out. Now with the basketball, Anna Hahn. Hahn with 5 points, thought she might be a bigger factor as a three-point shot comes off the hand of Jenna Kotis. Long rebound, goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke inbounds. With it now, Skelhaus. Skelhaus will jog it across to Brookhise, right side, back out to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Sprong. Sprong to Skelhaus, right side to Brookhise. Brookhise bounce pass into Marsh, outside to Skelhaus, her three-pointer off the front iron. Quickly in to get up on the rebound is Van Dyke. Goes out of bounds. Believe that was last touch by Anna Hahn. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18-28 to play. Second half, Dort College 35, Clark 23. Pass comes into Brookhise. She'll drive from the right baseline. Passes out to Sprong. Sprong will let the three fly. Rims out. Rebound grabbed down nicely by Kayla Brookhise, who timed that perfectly. And now Brookhise fouled by Prohaska. Prohaska with her second foul of the game, first team foul in the half for Clark. Kara Van Dyke curls in, gets the basketball, momentarily lost it, but it ends up in the hands of Brookhise. Pass inside Marsh into Sprong. Sprong misses, gets her own rebound, shot off the glass and in. And Sprong fouled, get a chance to get the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is called on Anna Hahn. And for Hahn, that's her first, team second. Sprong now trying to add to her first basket. Her free throw rims out. 37-23 now our score. 37-23 our score. Dort College in front by 14 points on the Crusaders from Clark University. With the basketball, Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton being guarded by Brookhise. Hamilton looks to cut in, finds Hahn wide open. Hahn up off the glass, and she's fouled and makes the basket. So Skelhaus called with a foul. Didn't think that was going to be called on Skelhaus, but she gets called with her for her first, team first. Anna Hahn, for her second time, tries to complete the old-fashioned three-pointer, and she is successful in doing so. 37-26 now our score. Dort College up by 11. Skelhaus loses the ball. Diving on the floor is Prohaska. And now Marish dribbles it. Actually, she never really had control of it, but dribbles it on the sideline. And it'll be Clark University basketball. 11-point lead for Dort College. 17 minutes, 25 seconds to play. Clark with the basketball. Again, now Clark in the second half moving from west to east here in the Boltman Center. Amanda Hamilton looks inside, finds a player, and rebound was picked up by Anna Hahn. Anna Hahn with the offensive rebound as now Clark cuts into that double-digit lead, now just a 9-point lead for the defenders as Brookhise tries to drive baseline, ends up having to back out, finds Van Dyke to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Brookhuis. Brookhuis finds a wide open Kara Van Dyke. Actually, Van Dyke, the player in behind her, but a quick move. Van Dyke gets fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul called on Anna Hahn, her second, team third. That'll send Van Dyke to the free throw line. Van Dyke 1-for-2 on the day, 73% free throw shooter on the year. She misses the first very hard, and Dort with a wholesale line change, except for Van Dyke, as Jalsima, Boone, Blunt, and Micah Halst all check in. Jamie Cook waiting at the scorer's table as Van Dyke with one free throw left. That one goes, and now Cook will check in to make it 38-28 on that made free throw. 38-28 our score. Quickly up the court go the Crusaders. Hamilton pulls up, makes the layup. Amanda Hamilton with her eighth point of the basketball game. 38-30 now our score. 8-point ball game. Dort led by as many as 15. Boone lets a three go. Got it. Boone now with 16 points and gives Dort back that double-digit cushion. 41-30 our score. Dort again with the full court pressure. Crusaders able to get it over the timeline. 3-point shot faked by Austin. She'll instead pass to Hamilton. Hamilton with a lob pass inside to Hahn. Her shot blocked nicely from behind by Robin Blunt. And now Hahn gets the bounce pass inside. Blunt goes up off the backboard and in. 41-32 now our score as a 30-second timeout called by Clark University. Got Hahn now, I believe, with 11 points in the game. This broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. Call 712-395-0764. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Just under 16 minutes to play, 15:59 to be exact. Dort College 41, Clark 32. Blunt will inbound to Jalsima. Jalsima jogs it across half court. She's guarded by Prohaska. She'll pass to Boone. Boone lets another three fly. This one's short. Rebound picked up by Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton still with the basketball. She passes right side. Driving to the basket goes Austin. Austin fouled on the play. And that foul is going to be called on Jamie Cook. For Cook, that's her first and the team's second. Austin's first free throw, short. Austin, a 67.4% free throw shooter coming into this contest, 29 of 43. Her last pair of free throws, also one of two, missing the first, making the second. She repeats that to make it now 41-33. 41-33 our score. Dort College up 8 on Clark University. Jalsima out the basketball. She's out on the floor with Cook, Blunt, Micah Hulse, and Danelle Boone. Blunt with the basketball. Pass up top to Boone. Boone guarded by Prohaska. Passes to Blunt. One dribble goes Blunt. Throws it out to Jalsima. She'll shoot the three. Misses it. Short. Rebound picked up by Micah Hulse. She finds a cutting Jamie Cook, and that pass made by Micah Hulse from her knees, and a foul now called on Amanda Hamilton. For Hamilton, her first, team fourth, as Van Dyke looks to check in. Jamie Cook to the free throw line. Her first free throw well short. Cook, normally a very good free throw shooter, 82.1% on the season, and her last trip was one of two as well. That in the early stages of this contest. Now 1-for-4 Cook on the contest. Quite unusual for Jamie Cook to miss a pair of free throws. Usually a very solid free throw shooter. Dort now just with an 8-point lead. Clark with the basketball. Hahn will let a three fly from the right side. Quickly she chases her rebound down. Instead it's rebounded by Prohaska. Finds Hahn. Kick back out. with it, Hamilton. Hamilton, excuse me, was Kotis. Kotis now gives it to Scheffler. Scheffler dribbles to the right side, turns back, goes towards the left, going against Jamie Cook. Her layup attempt just a little too strong. Gets deflected out of bounds off the hands of Anna Hahn. It'll be Dort College basketball. Jamie Cook checks out. Brianna Spronk in. Skelhaus in. Jelsima out for the Dort College defenders. On the floor now for Dort College, Van Dyke, Skelhaus, Boone, Spronk, and Blunt. Spronk with the basketball. She'll pass over to Boone. Boone up top to Skelhaus. Skelhaus bounce pass to the left elbow to Brianna Spronk. She turns, kicks it back out to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Boone. Boone tightly guarded there by Savannah Scheffler. Still in the 2-3 zone. Driving on the baseline is Spronk, and we'll have a blocking foul called on Jenna Kotis. So Jenna Kotis with her first personal foul, the fifth on Clark. Brooke Ice will check in for Blunt. Gwen Sutter will also check in. I believe her first action of the game for Clark. Skelhaus inbounds from the right side, right baseline, into Boone. Boone to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice bounce pass to Van Dyke, and Van Dyke can't keep a handle on it and loses it out of bounds. So turnover, Dort College. 14 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the second half. Dort College 41, Clark 33. And Prohaska tries to lob a pass inside to Savannah Scheffler. Just a little too long, goes out of bounds. Now Dort College basketball with exactly 14 minutes to play in the second half. Skelhaus passes to Spronk. Spronk, one dribble up the turnaround. Her shot long, rebounded by Van Dyke, but she loses the handle, maybe never really had it. And it's Clark basketball. Prohaska being spurred on by her coach to push the floor. She passes to Bowles. Bowles will drive in. Her shot short. And then Bowles quickly tries to rip it off of Van Dyke and instead gets called for the personal foul. So Bowles with her third. And by my calculation, team sixth. So for the rest of the way, Dort College will be shooting the 1-1 as Van Dyke checks out. Marsh in for the Dort College defenders. So six quick personal fouls, and now Dort College head coach Craig Steamson is going to call a full timeout. Dave Schoenrock with the call. The officials in today's contest, Marlon Schoenhoven, Dave Schoenrock, and John Garrow. This broadcast made possible by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Haywarden, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, with services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 to be proactive. 13 minutes, 29 seconds to play here in the second half. Dort College 41, Clark University 33. Halftime score was 35-23. So Dort College getting outscored 10-6 so far here in the second half. And Coach Craig Steamsma calls a full timeout to talk with the troops, maybe get a little bit of rest as well. But they're going to, I would think, want to try to go inside whenever possible and also drive to the basket and spend a bunch of time here in the second half going to the free throw line. Clark already with six personal fouls, Dort College with just two here in the second half. Hopefully we will not have any kind of scoreboard watching and try to even out that foul count. Dort College inbounds the basketball. Brooke Ice to Skelhaus. Skelhaus dribbles to her right side, passes to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice into Marsh, waiting at the right elbow. And to Spronk. Spronk kicks it out. Now Boone's going to let another three fly. This one's short. Spronk looks to get over somebody to get on the rebound. Instead, we're going to have a held ball called. Thought Spronk might get an over-the-back call on her, but apparently got high enough to not make any contact, or at least not enough to get the call. Dort College will inbound right side. Skelhaus with the basketball. Passes to Brooke Ice. Brooke Ice to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Boone. Boone left side up the top to Skelhaus. And Brookhouse will let one fly. A three-pointer misses, but the offensive rebound snared and pulled down by Donnell Boone. Boone bounce pass inside to Marsh. Marsh to Sprunk. Turnaround jumper from the baseline. Short. Hustling after that is Brookhouse. But it goes out of bounds off Brookhouse. It'll be Clark University basketball. 12 minutes, 45 seconds to play. 41-33. Dort College leading by 8. Prohaska with the basketball. She passes left side to Sutter. Sutter, three-point basket. 41-36 now our score. 41-36 as Clark slowly working their way back in. And now Boone gets a three-pointer right on back. Danelle Boone from the left baseline. And that is her fifth three-point basket of the afternoon. 44-36 now as Prohaska drives on Boone. And we're going to have a blocking call on Danelle Boone. So Danelle with her second personal foul of the contest, third on the Dort College defenders. That'll send Breland Prohaska to the free throw line. She's a 76.5% free throw shooter on the year, but her first free throw rattles out. Second one upcoming. Prohaska, 51, now 52 trips to the free throw line. She shot more free throws than anyone else in the Crusader lineup. Second one goes. So one for two is Prohaska. She now has 3 points, 44-37 our score. Skelhoff bounce pass on the baseline to Brookhouse. Brookhouse to Boone outside left. Now to Skelhoff. Skelhoff will let a three go. Goes off the front iron. Rebound picked up by Anna Hahn. Jamie Cook all over Anna Hahn trying to wrestle the ball away. And they're going to call a personal foul on Jamie Cook for Dort College. That's her second, fourth on the defenders. And now it is getting evened out. 6-4 now in the foul count. 11 minutes, 48 seconds to go, second half. Dort College 44, Clark 37 with the basketball are the Crusaders. Bowles looks to drive, pulls back out. Still with it is Bowles. Bowles will shovel it off to Gwen Sutter. Sutter back to Bowles. Bowles being defended by Danelle Boone. Pass comes up top outside the three-point line to Prohaska. She tries to make a bounce pass in, knocked away by Jamie Cook. And Brookhouse got that, and then she gets fouled. And the foul is going to get called on Breland Prohaska. She's got three. That's the team's seventh. And that'll send Kayla Brookhouse to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. Kayla Brookhouse, first one is short. Brookhouse with 5 points, 0 for 1 on the free throw line. 62.5% free throw shooter coming into today's contest. With the ball, Bowles. All over her is Brookhouse. Brookhouse with some good defense, moving her feet well. Jamie Cook gets beat on the dribble on the baseline. Ball gets kicked out to Bowles. Her three, long off the iron, tipped back out by Hahn. Three-point shot from Hamilton, long, but Clark also on the end of that offensive rebound. Hamilton with the basketball now. She'll play left side to Shepler. Pass goes to Codis. Her three-pointer off the front iron, momentarily grabbed by Boone, but lost. And now Amanda Hamilton ends up with the basketball, and she gets fouled. That foul's going to get called on Kara Van Dyke. And Coach Craig Steemsma not happy about that. I thought there was a foul earlier as the ball got, I think, when the ball was in the hands of Danelle Boone. But as it is, Amanda Hamilton will go to the free throw line. Her first free throw, no good. It's a short off the front iron. Amanda Hamilton is 69.2% free throw shooter, but she was 2 for 2 in her last trip. Now 3 for 4 on the afternoon. 44-38 our score. A little over halfway through the second half. Kara Van Dyke with the basketball. She's out on the floor with Boone, Brookhouse, Cook, and Skelhoff. Skelhoff now with the ball. Bounce pass to the baseline to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke. Van Dyke lets a 19-foot baseliner go. He comes up short. Rebound pulled and ran down the floor by Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton to Codis. Codis will come to the top on the dribble. She'll give way to Bowles. Bowles to Codis. Codis, bounce pass to Hamilton. Hamilton will drive through the lane, passes it out to Bowles. Bowles pulls up, shoots, misses, rebound grabbed down by Dort College. Brookhuis now with it. Brookhuis one on two. Brookhuis will stop, push it out to Skelhaus. Skelhaus lets a 21-footer go. Comes up short, rebound by Boone. So Boone with the offensive rebound on the long board. Now inside Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a pass from Cook. So Kara Van Dyke with the basket on an assist from Jamie Cook. Cook had the ball on the right side. Van Dyke cut through the lane, and Cook did a nice job finding her. 46-38, and now we have a traveling call on Breanne Bowles, who tried the jump stop, but certainly didn't land both feet at the same time. Gets called for traveling as Jessica Jelsma checks into the lineup for Dort College. So on the floor now for Dort College, Jelsma, Van Dyke, Brookhuis, Cook, and Sprung. Prohaska guarding Jelsma. She'll pass to Brookhuis. Brookhuis back to Jelsma. Now to Sprunk. Sprunk on the baseline. Drives. Partially blocked out of bounds off the hand of Anna Hahn. It'll be Dort College basketball. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. 9:15 left on the game clock. Ball comes in. Dort College's Caleb Brookhuis loses it. Quickly pushing the floor is Prohaska on the Dort College turnover. Prohaska will give it to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it out to Codis. Codis tries to shoot a three, but it comes up well short, maybe partially blocked by Brianna Sprunk for Dort College. Van Dyke will inbound to Jelsma. Length of the floor in front of them. Jelsma now with the basketball. Jelsma dribbles left side, passes to Sprunk, now to Cook. Cook inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a nice move. She'll go to the glass left side, makes it. So Kara Van Dyke with the two-point basket. And that'll make it 48-38 as Don Adams, the head coach of the Crusaders, calls a full timeout. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back here to second half action. 8:43 to play. Dort College leading 48-38 against Clark. 48-38 our score. Second half action here. Dort College taking on Clark. Dort College with a 10-point lead. As Clark looks to inbound, and good pressure by Dort College causes the over and back call on Clark. Dort College basketball. Driving in was Jelsma. She passes it out. Now with it, right side, Jelsma again. Jelsma inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke working on the right baseline. She'll shoot the 15-footer. Rims out. Rebound yanked down by Anna Hahn. And now up the floor is Amanda Hamilton. Hamilton to Hahn. Outside the three-point line is Hahn. She passes inside to Gwen Sutter. Sutter with the baseline move left side. Gets it up off the glass and in. So Sutter with now with 5 points, 48-36 our score. 48-40 our score. Marsh now with the basketball for Dort College. She'll shoot it from the right side, gets it to go, does Marsh. So Marsh with her 4th point makes it 50-40. 10-point lead again for the Dort College defenders. Prohaska will drive, kicks it out to Scheffler. Scheffler will drive right side, goes off, I believe, Scheffler's leg. And they're going to say it went off Dort College. I thought for sure that went off Scheffler's leg. It should be Dort College basketball. Sprunk and Jelsma check out for Dort College. On the floor now for Dort, Van Dyke, Skelhaus, Marish, Brookhuis, and Boone. Ball inbounded right side. Goes to Scheffler. Scheffler defended by Brookhuis. She turns, passes right side to Hamilton. She drives the right baseline. Her shot, her layup attempt, too long, but the rebound pulled down by Austin and kicked out to Scheffler. Scheffler tries to find Austin inside, gets deflected out of bounds off of Dort College. Amanda Hamilton will look to inbound the ball, left side of the baseline as we face the basket. 7 minutes, 18 seconds to play. Dort College up by 10, 50-40 over Clark University. Prohaska now with the basketball. Prohaska bounce pass over to Gwen Sutter. Sutter passes left side. 3-point shot from Savannah Scheffler goes. 50-43 with Savannah Scheffler nailing the 3-pointer. Scheffler with her first basket of the contest. Skelhaus passes into Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a shot, fake drives, goes in with the right hand and scores. So Kara Van Dyke now with, by my unofficial count, 12 points, 52-43 our score. Little miscue there by the Crusaders, but they maintain possession of the basketball. Prohaska with it, guarded by Boone. Pass to the baseline to Austin. Austin outside to Hamilton. Hamilton drives, being guarded by Marsh. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College's Elise Marsh. Kotis checks in for Stephanie Austin for Clark. Ball inbounded. With it is Sutter. Sutter will drive, being defended by Van Dyke. Goes way high, misses everything, and ball tipped and kept in play by Marsh. Dort College's Skelhaus quickly pushing it up the floor. Gives it to Boone. Boone back to Skelhaus. Skelhaus with a bounce pass into Van Dyke. And a foul is going to be called on Gwen Sutter, who was defending Van Dyke in the post. Eighth personal foul now as Spronk checks in for Marsh and Bowles checks in for Savannah Shepler. Kara Van Dyke to the free throw line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Van Dyke's first one off the iron, no good, and that'll be the only one on the front end of the 1-1. Trying to chase down the rebound is Brookice, but she can't secure it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark University basketball. Just over 6 minutes to play. Dort College leading by nine. Pulling up and shooting from the right elbow is Hamilton. Misses. Van Dyke with the defensive rebound. Skelhaus passes right side to Brookice. Brookice quickly inside to Spronk. Spronk up off the glass and good. So Spronk now with 4 points with a nice assist from Brookice. 54-43 our score. Dort with that double-digit lead back up by 11. Kotis passes to Bowles. Bowles finds a cutting Sutter, and Sutter was wide open and came up short with it. Brookice now with the basketball for the defenders. Gives to Skelhaus. Skelhaus guarded by Bowles. Bowles all over her. Brookice, nice pass inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke up off the glass and gets it to go. So Kara Van Dyke now with 14 points by my count to give Dort College a Baker's dozen lead at 56-43. Long three, shot by Sutter, misses, rebounded by Dort College. Quickly up the floor, go to the defenders. Pass inside to Brookice. Brookice hard off the iron, but there to pick up the rebound was Spronk. Spronk with the rebound. She goes back up off the glass and in. 58-43 now our score as Dawn Adams calls a 30-second timeout just to get a sub in. And they'll go right back out on the floor. So they use a 30-second timeout, but they'll get right back into play. Just one timeout left now, I believe, for Clark. As a shot gets launched by Prohaska, she comes up short, rebounded by Skelhaus. 58-43, our score. 4 minutes, 35 seconds left to play. Van Dyke with it, pushes it out to Boone. Dort still trying to push the action and just try to wear down Clark, and so far been pretty successful. Brookice with another three. Brookice from the left side lets it go. She's now got 8 points, two threes, does Brookice. 61-43 our score. As now the Crusaders turn the ball over, try to push things a little too much. The up-tempo unsuccessful, and instead they commit the turnover. And that's now 14 on Clark. Spronk tries to drive to the basket. She gets fouled. Brianna Spronk will go to the free throw line as the foul is called on Anna Hahn. Hahn with her third personal foul. Ninth team foul on the Crusaders. That was a two-shot foul. Spronk gets the first one to go. She's now one for two on the afternoon. She's got a second one coming. 62-43 now our score. Just over 4 minutes to play. And Spronk gets the second to go. And now Dort College with a 20-point lead, 64-43. Dort College's biggest lead of the game. And that's probably going to be more than enough for the Dort College defenders as now Clark turns the ball over again. Savannah Shepler trying to find a cutter, plays the pass in behind her, and it goes out of bounds. This broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. DortCollegeDefenders.com or at the office, 712-722-4472, Brian Grunewig, broker. Sprunk kicks it out to Boone. Boone to Brookhice. Brookhice, three dribbles, bounce pass to Sprunk, waiting on the right baseline. She drives in, can't get the layup to go. Cook with the offensive rebound, puts it out to Boone. Boone with the three-pointer. That one doesn't go. Brookhice tries to tip in the offensive rebound, but had actually stepped on the baseline. Well, now they're saying she did not. Ball was already out. It'll still be Dort College basketball as Jelsma will inbound right side as we face the basket. Jelsma to Sprunk. Sprunk will shoot the baseline 15-footer. Gets it. So Brianna Sprunk now getting up there to 10 points, I believe, the Sprunk have. 65-43 our score. Dort still with some good pressure, not letting Clark have any hope as Anna Hahn gets two more points. Hahn now with 14. Jessica Jelsma with the basketball. She's out on the floor. She's got Brookhice, Sprunk, Cook, and Boone with her. Boone with the basketball. Passes to Jelsma. Jelsma, right side, dribbles up to the top. Jelsma still with it, dribbling with her left hand. Passes to Boone. Boone to Jelsma. Jelsma inside to Cook, waiting at the free throw line. Inside to Brookhice. Brookhice up off the glass and in. So Brookhice with the bucket on an assist from Jamie Cook. 67-43 now our score. Dort out on top by 24. 2 minutes, 22 seconds to play in the contest. Nice pass inside from Amanda Hamilton under the hands of Gwen Sutter. Sutter up off the glass and in. 67-45 now. Nice pass there. Leads to 2 points for the Crusaders. Brookhice with the basketball. She looks to drive in. Got fouled, but no call. Kicks out to Jelsma. Jelsma's shot comes up short. She gets her own offensive rebound. Puts it up and in from about 12 feet out. So Jelsma with her first basket of the night, of the afternoon, I should say, makes it 69-45. And I believe we're going to have a foul called here on Dort College. Not much question about that. Jamie Cook with the rather obvious foul as both teams now getting into the reserve part of the lineup. In for Dort College, Micah Hulse, Elise Marsh, Lexi Roddick, Blunt, and Jessica Jelsma will stay out there. Bowles and Hamilton still in for Clark. Kayla Baker seeing her first action. And she's out there along with Riley Taubert as a foul gets called on Robin Blunt, her first of the contest, seventh team foul on the Dort College defenders. And that'll send Riley Taubert to the line to shoot two. Her first free throw hard off the heel. Taubert, a 57.1% free throw shooter, misses the first. Also checking in for Clark, Elizabeth Mathias, her first action of the contest as the second shot by Taubert finds the bottom of the well. Taubert with her first point of the afternoon makes it 69-48. 69-48 our score. Blunt with the basketball, bounce pass inside to Marsh. Marsh shuffled her feet, gets called for traveling. 69-48 our score. Dort College going to get over 500. They'll go to 9-8 as Blunt gets the steal, puts up the shot, can't get it to go. Just over a minute to play here in the Boltman Center. Dort College 69, Clark University 48. Going to the basket is Kayla Baker. She loses control of it. Basketball picked up by Jessica Jelsma. She passes to Blunt. Blunt can't get the layup to go, but the offensive rebound picked up by Elise Marsh. She loses it. Thought there'd be a held ball there. Instead, Mathias gives it to Bowles. Bowles is going to run it up the floor for Clark. Bowles comes back out with it. Bowles being guarded by Jessica Jelsma. Pass goes to Taubert. Taubert, 25 feet away. She'll pass right side over to Mathias. Mathias bounce pass to Bowles. Bowles has Baker inside. Can't hit her with the pass. Bowles going to shoot from the free throw line. Misses left. Blunt chasing after the rebound. Goes out off of Clark. It'll be Dort College basketball. This broadcast made possible by the Van Engelen Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. We do one thing insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 737-6000. Dort College does not have to hoist up the last shot. They've got 17 seconds left in the game clock. Shot clock is off. Dort College leading by 21. And they'll come out of here with a win against Clark University, a 21-point win, as Jessica Jalsma holds the basketball to run out the clock. So after 40 minutes of play, Dort College with the win, 69, Clark University 48. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back for the statistics from the game and also for a post-game conversation with Dort College head coach Craig Steemsma. Dort College women's basketball team picking up a 69-48 win here this afternoon against Clark University. 69-48 the final score. Clark was able to cut it down to five at 41-36 midway through the second half, but then Dort College able to explode quickly back out to a 15-point lead at 58-43 and then got a 20-point lead at 63-43. And there was no question about the outcome of the contest after that. Dort College improves to 9-8 on the season. So kind of a good outing, I guess, for Dort College, if you would say, as they look ahead now to GPAC play that will resume next week. Dort College will travel to Hastings on Wednesday and then play host to Concordia on Saturday. Dort College with a pretty balanced attack. They had four players in double figures. The team statistics look like this. First, we'll take a look at Clark University. They were 17 of 58 from the floor for 29.3%. So Dort with some defense making shooting very, very difficult for Clark. From the free throw line, Clark was 10 of 16 for 62.5% and just 23.5% from the three-point line, 4 of 17. For Dort College, the defenders finished the afternoon shooting 37% on 26 of 69. And they had 36% from beyond the arc at 9 of 25. And Danelle Bone at 5 of 9 from downtown. And from the free throw line, Dort College 47% on 8 of 17. So if there's something that needs improving, that would certainly be it for Dort College. A little more consistency from the free throw line. Rebounding looked like this. Dort College pulled down 36 rebounds. They had a 4-point advantage over the Crusaders, who grabbed 32. Dort College with 21 assists on 26 of their made baskets, and for Clark, 14 assists on their 17 made baskets. Turnovers look like this. For Clark, 17 turnovers. Dort College lost the ball 11 times, so big advantage there for Dort College. Individually, scoring looks like this. For Dort College, they're led by Danelle Boone, who finished with 19 points on 6 of 11 field goals, 5 of 9 from three-point range, and she was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. For Kara Van Dyke, she finishes with 14 on 6 of 12 from the floor and 2 of 5 from the free throw line. And then Kayla Brookheis and Brianna Spronk each with 10. Brookheis is on 4 of 10 from the floor, 2 of 5 from three-point range, where Spronk was 4 of 14. She took 1 3, missed it, and was 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Jasmine Skelhaus finished with 6. Elise Marsh, 4. Jamie Cook, 3. Jessica Jelsma, 2. And Micah Hulse with 1 for Dort College's total of 46. The Crusaders were led by Anna Hahn, who finished with 16 points on 7 of 10 shooting, so pretty solid performance for Hahn, shooting 70% from the floor, 0 for 1 from downtown, and 2 of 2 from the charity stripe was Hahn. Amanda Hamilton finished with 7 points on 2 of 9 from the floor, 0 of 2 from 3-point range, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Jenna Cotis had 6, Gwen Sutter and Savannah Scheffler each with 5, Breland Prochaska with 3,
Stephanie Austin with two, and Riley Tauber with one for their total of 48. So Clark travels all the way across the state from Dubuque to take on two GPAC teams. They come out of here with two losses, a 21-point loss yesterday to the Red Raiders. And here today they lose again to Dort College, also a 21-point loss. So I believe very similar statistically in those two games. So Clark maybe not the best tune-up heading into Midwest Collegiate Conference play, as they finish with two losses here in the, well, not really necessarily a classic, as Clark was the only one that got two games out of this. And Coach Dort College Coach Craig Steemsma has taken a seat alongside me, and we'll talk with Coach Steemsma a little bit here before wrapping things up. Coach, first of all, congratulations. Can you, all right? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I can hear you just fine, Dave. Thanks.
Very good. Coach, you had a pretty good-sized lead at halftime. They cut it in within five, and then quickly you guys push it to 15 and then 20. What was the key to, first of all, I guess, them getting it down to five, and then you guys quickly, you know, kind of blowing it out?
Well, I think their guards did an excellent job penetrating and attacking the basket. And then they kicked it out and made shots. And, you know, they're good at doing what they do. And I thought we let them get too comfortable in the, at the beginning of the first or the second half there, the first 5 minutes. You know, but then, you know, I just thought we pressured them and trapped them and did a lot of things first half that kind of paid off in the second half. You know, down the stretch, they were coming up short. They were a little bit, you know, it was hard for them to get back. It was hard for them to guard us in the post late in the game. And so I thought just physically we wore them down, you know, and you and I talked about that this morning, that we may be able to do that because they played yesterday. You know, it's a great advantage to have a game under your belt to play, but to play back-to-back, you know, I thought it was an advantage for us, you know, to be fresher. And, you know, we really pushed the ball. We used a lot of people. We ran the floor really well. You know, I thought we shot well in the first half. And then, you know, I was really challenged them in the locker room at halftime to say, we need to do a better job of finishing inside. And that I did think we did a much better job. They were getting jump balls. They were tipping it free. All of a sudden, they'd come out of a scrum with the ball, you know, and just that toughness. You know, some of maybe just getting back from Christmas break, maybe they are just that tough. But I just challenged them to say, attack and finish inside better. And they thought they really did that, did what they're capable of doing. And so, you know, Elise, Brianna, Micah, Jamie and Kara, I thought they all played better in the second half than what they did in the first half. And, you know, our guards consistent, you know, Kayla Brookice was consistent with her work ethic. You know, Jasmine and Jessica did very well. And I thought Jessica in particular, she had three hustle plays. In limited minutes, those are important. One of them came when we were up six and they had the ball. And she just got after somebody and she had to throw it to a teammate who was over and back. And, you know, it looks like a little thing, but all of a sudden we get the ball, we score, we stop them, we score again, and then we're into the 10 or 12 or 15-point run. Well, Jessica Jellison started that. And, you know, maybe a small thing, but she gave us energy, and, you know, that's worth a lot off the bench. And I thought Jamie gave us offense off the bench. Micah and Robin gave us some energy and tips and hustle plays off the bench. So as the season goes on, that's going to be really important for us.
You talk about hustle plays, so I'm going to, I guess, keep going with that theme. I mean, you had that from a lot of players during this game. What do you guys do at practice to try and cultivate that kind of an environment? Because that's really what it's got to be, to have that from, you know, almost every single player that's out on the floor.
Yeah, well, we do reward them for doing that practice. We really reward them for being on the floor, for diving on the floor, for diving on the floor first. We reward them for a lot of, you know, just calling out hustle plays, keeping track of stuff like that, keeping track of rebounding in practice. And, you know, just when you reward them for winning games or little games within games in practice, they know how they have to play. You know, and I thought, you know, we had one player that didn't dive on the floor when I thought she could have got the ball. And then that's a possession where they ended up getting free throws because of that. So something that, like, that was a freshman, but something we still need to work at and keep getting better to compete in the GPAC. You know, you have to scrap every single day to have a chance. And so we'll have to keep learning to do that.
balanced scoring, four different players in double figures. You got to be happy about that as well.
Yeah, that's always nice because then you really don't know, like, who should we guard? And I thought we had that today. I didn't realize Danelle had 19, but, boy, she did a good job. She shot it well, and she's just in practice, she's been absolutely lights out.
She was knocking down the threes, no question about it.
And so you just think, man, that could carry over the game, or maybe it will, maybe it won't. But she's been shooting well, and she continued to shoot well today, and the shots that she didn't make looked good. So, you know, she's a great person that we can take off the bench and sometimes slip into games when, you know, teams don't really know that she can shoot it that well. Those days may be coming to an end, but it's nice to have somebody like that off the bench that can really, really provide points and three-point shooting and really stretch the defense. You know, Danelle really helps Brianna, Kara, Jamie, at least to have room inside to operate.
You shot it pretty well from outside, or at least some players did. Struggle a little bit from the free throw line. Is that kind of a point of emphasis as you look at getting back into GPAC action next week?
Yeah, we want to shoot it at 70%, and we've shot it so well in practice, but, you know, I don't know. 8 for 17, I would have never guessed that. You know, with our first three times practicing, we've had really good practices. We've shot the ball well from the free throw line. So we'll keep working on that, trying to figure out different ways. A lot of them are one-on-ones, too, and then it's just two easy points you don't get. And, you know, I really thought we should have ended up with 40. You know, 40 or more points in the first half. If we just make little bunnies and make free throws. But, you know, if there's a game where we could get by not doing it, and today was it, you know, we'll take it.
What's the schedule look like between now and Wednesday? Wednesday, you got to travel to Hastings. After that, you've got Concordia at home on Saturday. Things certainly a little bit different on campus with the rest of the student body gone on Christmas break. You have multiple practices just to keep them busy and not laying around, or what's the schedule look like?
We'll have a practice in the morning on Monday, and then shoot around, and then also do some lifting Monday night or Monday afternoon, and then Tuesday practice, like a typical day before a game practice, and then Wednesday, you know, make the long trip to Hastings, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday will be the same thing. So Hastings on the road and the number one team, Concordia, on Saturday at home, so it should be a pretty easy week for us, Dave.
Hastings and Concordia, that sounds like an easy week. Just one last thing. I talked in the pregame a little bit about Emily Newman. Maybe you could just update folks, let them know that, you know, they rolled their car. But, you know, she's here, looks pretty good. Well, I shouldn't say looks really good, get a little banged up in the nose.
Emily Newman was with her mom and sister, and they were on their way back to campus and rolled and totaled their vehicle. A pretty scary accident. It could have been much worse. You know, blessings that she wasn't hurt worse, and that her family's okay, and that she can be on campus. And Emily's been a great player for us, especially on the defensive side. And, you know, and it was hurt not having her out there, particularly to guard a couple people that I think she could have done a really good job just taking out of the game. But we're just happy that she's happy and smiling back on campus. And the team was very, very concerned, you know, and we shared some prayers for her and her family.
Great.
Also very, very happy to see her back on campus. And so I kind of put her on the spot in the locker room and asked her when she was going to be coming back to practice. And, and she said, yeah, sure, I'll be back. She didn't give us any specifics. So we'll just have to see how she's feeling. She's very sore and bruised, and her nose is kind of brown and beat up. And so, you know, obviously it would be great to get her back. But yet again, we have other players that really step up and can provide us with good minutes off the bench.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. I also want to wish you a happy new year, you and your awesome family as well, and your basketball team. Hope the new year gets off to a great start next week.
Thank you very much, Dave. Appreciate your coverage, and happy new year to you as well.
Thank you. That's Coach Craig Steamsma after a 69-48 win over Clark University. And I would also just like to take this opportunity as we wrap things up to just give a personal note of thanks to Mike Biker. I've been at Dort now for just 4.5 years, and Mike is just a great guy to work for as his assistant, so to speak, in sports information. Just an awesome guy, takes his work very seriously without taking himself too seriously, if that makes sense. But a great mentor, a wise person, and Dort College very blessed to have
a guy also of his caliber on their staff. He can transition from one sport to the next without skipping a beat, and a consummate professional. So, Mike, enjoy the last little bit of your stay down there in Florida, and thanks for everything. And I'd say that, I think, on behalf of the entire Dort College constituency. So I'm Dave Shank, signing off here from the Boltman Center in on the campus of Northwestern College after the Dort College Lady Defenders take a 69-48 win over Clark University to improve to 9-8 on the season. And again, they'll resume action next week on Wednesday and Saturday. And we'll be back on the air with sports in about another, well, 2 hours in, excuse me, an hour in 15, no, 2 hours and 15 minutes as Mike Biker picks up the play-by-play for the men's basketball team as they take on Warner Southern from Babson Park, Florida. Again, that game's scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, and that'll be 7 o'clock for the folks down in Florida. Pretty good group of folks went with the Defender basketball team down there. So that's going to do it here for our broadcast at Dort College Lady Defender Basketball on 88.5 KDCR.